All right, welcome to this week's lesson, and we're going to talk about how to boost your metabolism naturally this week in this lesson. And before we get into what metabolism, how to boost it, we need to understand what it is, because so often people look at metabolism and they think exercising, and that's how they're going to increase it. But in reality, metabolism is basically the process by which your body breaks down food, you know, and turns it into energy. Okay, so the real big kind of elephant in the room that no one talks about when it comes to metabolism is the foods that you're actually eating. Okay, so it is that combination. It is, if you do begin moving your body more, you will help your metabolism to increase its ability to break down food quicker and more efficiently. But the other side of it, and the bigger side of it, is the food that you're actually eating. Okay, so this is good news if you don't particularly like to exercise. And I can tell you, this was my personal approach. I wasn't a big exercise, running, cardio, interval training guy when I lost the weight. I did it primarily through changing the foods that I ate. Okay? So when it comes to metabolism, and we're talking about our body and how it can break food down, another thing that's overlooked a lot is the quality of the food that we're getting. Okay, if you're getting foods and you're consuming foods that have a lot of chemicals in it, a lot of preservatives in it, that have been highly processed, it takes our body longer to break that food down. It takes more energy to break that food down and turn it into energy. Okay, so by nature, that in a sense slows down our metabolism. Okay, because it's harder to digest those foods. I mean, you can imagine what it feels like in your body after you've eaten a bowl of pasta compared to what it feels like when you've eaten a bowl of salad. Your body feels different, okay? So the biggest thing to influencing your metabolism is to change the quality of the food that you're eating, letting it become, A, more natural. And what I mean by that is that you want to start to recognize the number of steps the food you're eating is from its natural state. Okay? So you look at potato chips, you know, it was a potato, they were cut, they were fried, they were salted, and then they're put in a bag, possibly preservatives, okay? So those steps are what are in between it from its natural state to where you're consuming it. And what you want to do, ideally, is get as close to the natural state as possible. Because in that natural state, it helps your body to break those foods down easier, okay? So if you've ever heard of living foods or raw foods movement, the beauty of that idea is that foods in their natural state have the enzymes in them that are needed to break them down quickly. Okay, so again, you know, if you eat an apple, it's got everything it needs in it for your body to break it down very quickly and very easily to get the most energy out of it. Alright, so again, think about it. With your new definition understanding of metabolism, you can see how your body can break that down quicker and easier, and it, in a sense, speeds up your metabolism. Okay, so that's the part I want you to focus on, not just the exercising, all right? Getting the foods to become more natural, less chemical-laden, okay? And the reason this matters is when chemicals go into your body, what ends up happening is your body needs to use energy to fight those chemicals or to deal with them, right? Specifically, your liver has to deal with those chemicals, and it throws off your hormones. It affects your metabolism, and it takes away energy from your body that you could be using for digestion, okay? And so again, by definition, that slows down your metabolism to a certain degree. Now, when you're thinking about metabolism, one other area I want to talk about a little bit is just the idea of hormones, okay? And this is where, you know, it gets a little confusing sometimes, so I'm going to keep it very simple. But basically, the hormones in your body regulate the way that your body burns fat, the way that your body operates, how efficiently it operates. So again, the more organic you can get, the more natural your food can get, the more balanced in general your hormone levels will become. Okay? And that is one way to get like a magical weight loss. All right? A lot of times people are solely focused on calories, fat grams, carbs. But what I want you to start doing is thinking about the quality of the food, the nutrition levels, the lack of chemicals, okay? And I'm not even talking about, you know, I'm not talking about nutrition levels of organic versus non-organic, right? Because that's questioned and debated, and I can't answer that. But one thing is for sure, that the non-organic foods have higher pesticide levels, higher chemical levels, and it takes your body more energy to fight that off. Okay, it's got to deal with it. Remember, digestion's the number one use of energy in your body. All right? So what we want to do is we want to have the majority of the foods that we're eating be foods that we can easily and quickly digest and get the energy out of. Right? That's the idea. That's the purpose of eating, right? Is to energize ourselves. And so finally, what I want to leave you with is this idea that when you finish an apple, when you finish a salad, when you finish a meal that's a more natural whole food type meal and you don't overeat it, notice how you feel energized, right? You still have energy. You feel light, right? You feel good. And compare that to the feeling you get when you eat like too much pizza or, you know, that kind of cliche turkey dinner where you can hardly move and it's like you have a food hangover, okay? So one of the big ways to get your metabolism kind of cranking it up is to begin choosing these specific types of foods and eating these foods in a more appropriate way, okay? So eating just the right amounts, that also helps your body to kind of store up energy. And this is what can transform your metabolism, by the way, all right? And so, okay, so we talked about the food. And the other side is the exercise. And this is, I mean, it's kind of obvious. And you know that in order to increase your metabolism, you want to start exercising more, moving your body more. So you know that part. But what I want to give you as well is, if you can imagine tweaking your nervous system a little bit. There is a theory out there that people that are naturally thin have a more, kind of a higher tweaked, a more active nervous system. So not that they're walking or exercising per se more, but they're just, they kind of speak a little quicker, they move a little bit more when they're talking, they just have more energy in their day-to-day, you know, movements and activities, okay? So what you can start to do is, you know, if you're not a big exercise person or you don't really have time for it, whatever the excuse may be, what you can do is bring kind of that energy into your day-to-day activities, all right? And that, again, is something that is tied to weight loss, okay? And it doesn't require exercise. But just start moving a little quicker, talk a little quicker, all these things a little quicker, and it kind of sends a signal to your body as well. So, you know, it's I wouldn't base everything on that, but it's something I would add into your daily, day-to-day you know, living and your behaviors. And remember, you know, this is part of the idea that you want to be in thinking about the person you want to be. How do you want to act? How do you want to talk? I'm going to assume that you do want to have energy, okay? So there's this aspect that you can bring a certain amount of that into your body and into the way you are by will. You can intentionally do it, okay? So start doing that. Start, you know, moving a little quicker, you know, being a little more energetic. Imagine what that would feel like and just pretend it into being to a certain degree, so that you start moving, you're a little sharper, a little crisper. And again, that's just one more thing that I've seen, and scientifically, there's studies that show that does help improve or increase metabolism. One last thing I was going to say, when it comes to metabolism, what you want to avoid like the plague is the starving yourself method of dieting, where you reduce your calories drastically. Because what ends up happening is your body will then hold on to the fat. It'll hold on to the calories because it doesn't know what's happening. You know, it gets kind of nervous. So what that does is that will actually damage your metabolism. So, you know, going on these crash diets or trying to starve yourself or not eating, you know, for as long in the day as possible, that actually is a very good way to slow your metabolism down. Okay? So the opposite helps increase it is to eat, you know, regularly throughout the day, and to eat enough food, okay? So the reality is modern weight loss and scientifically proven weight loss isn't about restricting calories in a massive way. It's really about finding that sweet spot, reducing the calories by 10 to 15% so that your body doesn't really catch the fact that you're reducing, okay? It doesn't really notice it and it doesn't go into that starvation mode, okay? And it's reducing that 10 to 15% and living there. Okay, and over time, what ends up happening is you return back to your natural weight, and you remain there. Okay, so these are all different ways. And finally, I keep thinking of more. The final one is water. Right, obviously, if you're not drinking enough water, start drinking more. Okay, because that's going to help you. That helps your body just run more efficiently. And again, that's what metabolism is: your body's ability to turn the food into energy. Okay, and so as you drink water, It helps your body break down the foods. Okay, very, very important. So you put all these things together, and again, it's not about getting it down perfectly. You know, it's not about you have to eat 100%, you know, natural organic food, but just consistently moving that direction, training yourself to grab the organic food, to eat the whole natural food, right? To eat the right amount of it, to eat a little bit slower, okay? So that you chew it, so again, so that your body can digest it, right? If you eat really fast and you don't chew it completely, what ends up happening is it's harder for your stomach to break the food down. It takes a little bit longer, okay? So that's how you want to think about metabolism. Think about it in that way, right? The foods that you're eating, the way that you're consuming the food, and then think about the exercise. And again, add a little bit more energy into your body, right? And it'll change the way you feel and the way you think, okay? Play with these, and I'll talk to you next week.